Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Arteries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reunification Family Therapy, a treatment manual by Jan Faust, is a clinician-focused guide to repairing ruptured parent-child relationships after separation, divorce, prolonged absence, or other disruptions that can lead to resistance, avoidance, or estrangement. Positioned as an applied treatment manual rather than a general audience parenting book, it frames reunification work as a structured therapeutic process that draws from empirically informed methods, including cognitive behavioral, humanistic, and systemic approaches. The book's purpose is to help professionals decide when reunification therapy is appropriate, how to prepare for it, and how to conduct individual and conjoint sessions in a way that promotes safety, emotional engagement, and sustainable contact. It also emphasizes that these cases often unfold within legal and ethical constraints, especially in high-conflict custody contexts, requiring careful role definition, documentation, and coordination. Practical planning is a key feature, including session structure guidance and tools intended to monitor progress and support implementation in real-world practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a systems and developmental framework for understanding ruptures. A central contribution of the manual is its integrated lens for explaining how parent-child relationships break down and why simple contact restoration often fails. Grounded in family systems thinking and informed by developmental psychology, the approach emphasizes that symptoms in the child or one parent are frequently maintained by relationship patterns, alliances, and conflict cycles across the broader family system. The manual encourages clinicians to look beyond surface refusal or anger and assess how a child's developmental stage, attachment needs, and coping strategies interact with adult behavior and environmental stressors. In this framing, reunification is not a single event but a progressive rebuilding of trust, emotional safety, and day-to-day interaction patterns. The book also situates reunification therapy within multiple contexts, such as high-conflict divorce, military deployment, incarceration, or other prolonged separations, highlighting that the pathway to repair depends on how the rupture occurred. This conceptual grounding matters because it shapes assessment, pacing, and intervention targets, helping clinicians avoid overly simplistic explanations and design treatment that fits the family's relational ecology. Secondly, pre-treatment decision-making and appropriateness of reunification therapy before sessions begin. The manual emphasizes disciplined pre-treatment decision-making, determining whether reunification therapy is indicated, feasible, and ethically deliverable in a given case. This includes clarifying referral questions, identifying the nature and severity of the rupture, and evaluating practical constraints such as distance, scheduling, and the level of conflict between caregivers. The clinician is guided to consider special family issues that affect treatment form and timing, including situations where reunification may need to be delayed, modified, or not pursued through this modality. A key theme is that effective reunification work requires more than goodwill. It requires a realistic treatment frame, informed consent, clear expectations, and an understanding of the legal environment in which the family is operating. By foregrounding these decisions, the manual helps clinicians avoid entering cases with ambiguous goals or unworkable mandates. It also prepares therapists to communicate with involved systems, including legal professionals when relevant, while still maintaining therapeutic boundaries. The overall message is that sound case selection and careful preparation are clinical interventions in themselves. Thirdly, Ader on Haftedy, ethical and legal considerations in high-conflict family contexts. The manual treats ethical and legal considerations as core clinical issues, rather than administrative afterthoughts, reflecting how commonly reunification referrals arise in contested custody or court-involved situations. Therapists are encouraged to define their role precisely, distinguishing treatment from evaluation and managing dual role risks that can undermine credibility and harm families. Attention is given to common pressures in these cases, such as competing narratives, demands for definitive conclusions, and the possibility that therapy notes or progress reports may be requested by third parties. The manual also highlights the need to structure communication, releases of information, and collaboration in ways that protect confidentiality while supporting coordinated care and compliance with lawful requirements. These themes are closely tied to treatment effectiveness. When the frame is unclear, therapy can become a battleground rather than a repair process. By integrating ethics and legal realities into clinical planning, the book supports therapists in maintaining neutrality, focusing on child-centered goals, and preventing boundary drift. For clinicians and family law professionals alike, this section of the approach reinforces that durable reunification requires both relational skill and procedural rigor. Fourthly, a staged model individual sessions leading to conjoint work. A practical hallmark of the manual is its stage structure. in which the therapist works first with individual family members and later moves into conjoined sessions. This sequencing reflects the idea that repair is more likely when each participant has preparation, emotional support, and a clear understanding of expectations before meeting together. Individual sessions can be used to build engagement, assess readiness, and address barriers that would otherwise derail early contact attempts, such as fear, anger, or rigid attributions about the other parent. As treatment progresses into conjoined sessions, the emphasis shifts toward creating real-time interactions that support meaningful social, emotional, and interpersonal exchange, not merely physical proximity. The therapist focuses on structuring sessions to promote safety and constructive communication while keeping the work anchored to the overarching reunification goals. This staged approach is particularly relevant in families where past interactions have become predictably explosive or avoidant. By providing guidance on how to organize both individual and conjoint phases, the manual offers clinicians a replicable pathway that can be adapted to the specifics of each family while still preserving a coherent treatment arc. Lastly, structured treatment planning, including a fundamental session roadmap and tools, the manual is designed to be used at the point of care, offering structured treatment planning resources that help clinicians translate theory into session-by-session practice. A notable element described in public sources is a fundamental treatment plan, organized as a 14-session roadmap, presented as a template rather than a rigid script. This kind of structure supports consistency in cases that often feel chaotic, providing a way to set milestones, track progress, and revisit goals when the family system becomes reactive. The book also includes practical tools and resources and appendices intended to help monitor and effectuate change during therapy. These materials can support documentation, planning, and clinical decision-making, especially when multiple stakeholders are watching outcomes closely. Importantly, the manual's emphasis remains on individualized application. Structure does not mean identical across cases. The clinician is encouraged to adapt pacing, focus, and sequencing to the family's context, developmental considerations, and level of readiness. In combination, the session roadmap and tools function as scaffolding for complex work, helping clinicians maintain treatment direction while responding to real-world obstacles. In conclusion, Reunification Family Therapy, a Treatment Manual, is best suited for mental health professionals who treat families with disrupted parent-child relationships, particularly when conflict, prolonged separation, or court involvement complicates repair. It can also be useful to family law professionals who want a clearer picture of what reunification therapy entails, how it is structured, and what makes it more than supervised contact. Readers benefit from a disciplined framework that connects family systems theory and developmental considerations to concrete clinical steps, including how to decide whether reunification therapy is appropriate, how to set the treatment frame, and how to move from individual preparation to conjoint family sessions. The manual's practical orientation stands out in a field where guidance is often either highly theoretical or overly anecdotal. By emphasizing pre-treatment planning, ethical and legal awareness, and structured session design, it helps clinicians work more transparently and consistently in high-stakes cases. Its value is also in its balanced stance. It recognizes the emotional intensity of reunification work while still pushing for methodical assessment, clear goals, and interventions that aim for meaningful relational exchange rather than symbolic contact. For practitioners seeking a roadmap and usable tools, it occupies a distinctive niche among family therapy resources. If you would like to support Jan Faust, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.